state of Louisiana.
So we left off yesterday. We just introduced the concept of a barrier not being botel. The Gemara says that's the pshat in our Mishnah. That's the ultimate reason why a get a nosh is not botel, because it's a barrier. And we wanted to know whether this did a barrier not being botel. This is a Thursday. Before, and I've seen it was pretty clear that this is only a chumah midrabanan. They did a barrier that they write to condemn, but not a nuchas taroves, a nuchas kereisim for a malchus. But in terms of nuchas taroves, so barrier is an outright chumah midrabanan. But we had reason to believe that there was a Tosfos in Bava Metzia that disagreed, because Tosfos was discussing the different reasons why the Kofetz Echad Rav Nuyim should not be botel, and Tosfos said that first of all we have to be talking deraisa, because my name is a deraisa that could do. And in the middle of that discussion, Tosfos says, "Oh, by the way, maybe barrier should be enough of a reason why it's not botel." Tosfos says, "Oh, it doesn't fit the criteria, the parameters of barrier, but not for that technical glitch." But then barrier would have been a good answer, even though we needed the raisa dika in a bittel. That was the very secret says that barrier is attacking our bottom in a Torah. Now that doesn't lead us to believe that all dvarim chashuvim are not bottom in a Torah. Torah themselves spells out the fact that other dvarim chashuvim are only not bottom in a Torah. We said yesterday part of our theory in life about rachman achshavei, but the Torah considers to be chashuv. This is a good musavar. This is heavy duty musavar. But the Torah considers to be chashuv is chashuv. What you and I consider to be chashiv, that's dvar and potato. Those things can be bottle. But what the Torah calls chashivas, wow, that's chashiv. That's a good board. That's a real solid board. Okay, back to our story. So, notwithstanding the Ritva and our sugya, and notwithstanding the Tosfos in the Bavitzia that only went as far as Beria, could anybody suggest what seems to be almost the impossible? That dvar and chashuvim otaka not bottle in a Torah? And the definition of the Vachoshev need not be the Torah's definition of the Vachoshev. Just if we're Mishayah, that it appears to us that this is the Vachoshev, the Lashon of the other, the name of the other, this is Vachoshev, that's enough for the Dindi Araisa of the Vachoshev to begin. That's already, a Chiddush, a Chiddush. We don't have any precedent for this, neither in the Ritvana Sugya, nor even in the Taisim Bamitsiya. But if we go searching Taisim, and we dug up a Taisim, Me'ila Dach Chafalach and Rebeis, at the very end, man, the guy made it all the way to Me'ilan, Daf Yomi, Mamish, at the end of the end of the end. Always got between him and the end of Seder Kutchim is 3,000 birds flying around the Masechus Kinim. But otherwise, he made it to the bitter, not the bitter end, the sweet end, the Chafal from Beis and Me'ila. And he discovered the following sugya. Complicated sugya. You've got to get the background for the sugya in order to appreciate what's going on here. So the Mishnah is discussing the following case. We all know that if a person is nana from Hekdesh B'shogeg, so he's called a mayel, and a whole bunch of things happen to him. So number one, he has to pay back. V'yas Hashem Chatam HaKadosh Yishalem, have to pay back the value of whatever he was mayel. V'yas Chamish Yisoyot, if you love, you have to add on a fifth. And then V'yas Hashem Oyavi, you have to bring a carbon Osham, that's of course an Osham Ilos. I won't ask who said Ezim Kodmus, I won't ask who the answer is everybody. So you have to bring an Osham Ilos. Very fine. So comes the Mishnah record the following scenario. The guy has a wallet, he's got his purse, got his bag, and there are a lot of coins in the bag. And truth to be told, most of the coins are chulin coins. But there's one coin in there that's a hektish coin, along with the basic hektish coin, it was hukdish l'shemayim, and he does not remember which one it was. And he went ahead, he was in the store, and he went ahead and he bought a piece of bubble gum with one of those prutas, he stuck his hand into his wallet, and he yanked out a coin, and he paid for the bubble gum, so he was mitzi the coin to something. If it was a chulin coin, he was mitzi of a chulin the chulin, which was okay. But it was a hektish coin, so he just used the hektish coin for something. He was mitzi at the chulin in a sense. And now he just violated the yisur me'ila. So the question is, did he violate the yisur me'ila or not? So if there was only one coin in there, or there were five coins in there, all the coins were hektish, so the answer is, of course, he violated the yisur me'ila. But we have no way of even knowing whether this was the bad coin or not. So that's where the Mishnah in Me'il Dav Chaf Aleph kicks in. So the Mishnah records in Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon about how you would pass it in the Shiloh. Would you say this fellow is Mayal Behektish or not? So Rabbi Akiva says, yes. And the Rabbanon say, no. The Rabbanon say, the only time we would say such a fellow is Mayal Behektish is if he did what? What would he have to do to want to be Mayal Behektish? He'd have to spend all five coins, because only if he spent all five coins, then we know for a fact that one of those coins he was mayel on. But Rabbi Akiva says, no. Even one of those coins that you were moitzi, l'chulin, that's an act of ila, misofek, and you're considered to be a moil. And therefore what? And what do you do now that you were moil behekdesh? So you have to pay, and you have to pay your chayvesh, and what else you have to do? Bring a what? Bring a who? Who's going to tell you? What kind of coin are you going to bring? You're going to bring an osher mi'ilos? That's what you usually bring when you're moil. That's ridiculous. How could you bring an osher mi'ilos? After all, we're not even sure that you were moil behekdesh. So what are you going to say? A suffik deraisal chumra. I'm going to bring the korban misuffik? That's ridiculous. Why is that ridiculous? You can't volunteer to bring a korban osher. You can volunteer to bring a korban oila. Let's say I'm not sure whether I'm chayav to bring an oil or a shlomo. Nobody else. I bring a misuffik. And I say, if I'm chayav, bring a mal chayav. Bring a dava. That's wonderful. That's not a problem. But there are two korbanos that are impossible to be brought as nedavas. What are they? Chatos and ashamuses. Chatos and ashams are a response to a chait. You can't volunteer to bring a korban chatas or korban osham. So if you're not sure whether you have to bring a chatas or not, you can't bring a korban chatas misafik. You can't bring a korban osham meilos misafik. That's why if anybody is machmir when they say ezim chayim in the morning, some people read the little small print. There's a little small print say before each of the prakim. Yiratzon k'ilu hikrafti oila. Yiratzon k'ilu hikrafti shlomim. What does it say when it gets to chatas? Anyone read it? You don't say that. I'm going to say the parasha for chatus, and I'm going to be kavaldik in the ilmas el yainim to bring chul be'azara. Well, yeah, that's not good. If I didn't eat chaylev, if I wasn't for chal Shabbos, if I happened not to have been mafatim as a keteris last week, if I wasn't sach v'shem ramishcha, so I'm not chayev. There was a fellow who once came to a rav and said, "This guy, this balabos of yours, he's a Russian marusha. He's over all Yisrael karis. Every single list of karis he's over." So the rav said to him, "Really? Was he mafatim mekteiris? Sach b'shem mishcha? Wow, amazing! Who would ever think of these averus b'shman?" So he can be over 32, 33 out of the 36. All 36, you got to be a real crackerjack violator of karis. You got to really try hard to violate all these things. So the last thing you want to do is bring a chatas. Be suffic. The last thing you want to do is be an usham, nazir be suffic. There's only one usham that you bring me suffic. What's that? Usham tovah. What if you know for a fact that you didn't violate a veil, but you want to be in a dove in usham tovah? It's machalik zeh tonight. So one Tana says that mistadivat the usham tovah b'chol yoyim. Why? Because since the Torah says that you bring an usham tovah, even though we haven't even established that you a chaytei, so what do you see from here? It's very could be Klapishmaya guy, you weren't really chayte, and you still bring the carbon ashtas. What do you see from here? The Rashim Tali is fundamentally a carbon binadavah. It means if you were safi chayte, then you're mechuyif to bring an Rashim Tali. But if you were not safi chayte, even though you know you weren't chayte, you could still bring an Rashim Tali, bitaras the davah. And the other time I'm disagreeing with Rabbi Lazi, the other time I'm saying, no, you can't bring an Rashim Tali without a safi, without a chiyuv. The chiddush atayr is that a safi chayte is a mechayiv of Rashim Tali. But Kol Zman, there's no Mechayiv, there's no engine that's driving you to bring it, It's Mamash Kol Niyazorah. So that was a quirk of a Machlekes HaTanam. Rabbi Lazin Rabbanan tucked away in the end of Krisis, the Machlekes HaTanam, how to touch up the parish of Hashem Tali. That's an Afkamin Ladina for the guys who say Hirotzon. Who says Hirotzon in the morning? Who says it? Anyone say it? Who says Ezim Kerv in the morning? Who dav Shachris in the morning? Who puts on Tefillin every day? What? Art Scroll doesn't have the Hirotzons. Where's the sitter? Who's the sitter here? No, there's a sitter. Give me a sitter. We're learning sitter today, guys. First graders, okay. Yes. Not here. What are they doing it? They're so frum, they didn't want anyone to be nichshel, chul mazor, they took it out. Okay. So in the earlier Sidurim, when people used to daven before Hatzkol, so in the earlier Sidurim, so people used to look at before Hatzkol, a lot of things before Hatzkol. So in the Free of the Kedairis, so people used to say Yiratzon. So when it got the Yiratzon to the Oyla, they would say, Kili Krafti Oyla. When they got the Shlom, Yiratzon, it came to Chattas, they would say, Yiratzon, she'im nischayafti, da-da-da. When it got to Oshem Toloi, there's a machalik that place. But some Pesukim say, if we pass it like the Eliezer, then you can bring an Hashem Tali bin Adavis, you can just say, Yiratzov, Shekrafti, Hashem Tali. And most of the Pesukim say, no, we pass it like the Rabban der Eliezer, Yiratzov, the what? The Imnis Chayafti Krafti. But if you don't have Imnis Chayafti, you're not allowed to say it. The Gemara says that according to Eliezer, so some people would bring an Hashem Tali every day of the year. They would always bring an Hashem Tali. Why not? Always good to be clean slate, except for one day. Was it one day they didn't bring an Hashem Tali? One day a year. They didn't bring Matzah Yom Kippur. Why? How many chatoim could you possibly have done in that? It's against the Shtikl Torah that says, why do you say Barachim? Because Klap Rachay for the Mayrib. So obviously that Tana didn't hold that way. Tibet Tara so sure they didn't have Mayrib. So the Gemara says that one Tana, Rabbi Lazar would say, you can bring an Hashem Tali every single day of the year, except for Matzah Yom Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur, you don't bring an Hashem Tali because you didn't do any chay. Anyone know what that's the source for? There's somewhat of a minute if they get married with Yom Kippur. Can't have nothing better to do. You get married with Yom Kippur. Some say you don't have to fast. If you're getting married, you chasim, Yom Chasim Nosai, there's a machlekes acharonim, why that minute is. Why do we fast on the day of Chasana? So some acharonim write, because it's like Yom Kippur, it's supposed to be mechapa for your avarus. Another acharonim write, it's a gezeira that we're afraid you may drink. If you're going to drink it, you get drunk. And if you're going to be so drunk, you may be kedusha in la bardas. So there are different reasons why the minute is. So according to those who say the minute is based on like Yom Kippur, so some places you're right that there's no need to fast to be getting married the day after Yom Kippur. Based on that, Gemara, you don't bring an Hashem Tali the day after Yom Kippur, even according to the law. Okay, we're not learning that same. This is the same. Back to that. Okay, fine. So, back to the guy who stuck his hand into his wallet. He took out a Zuz and he paid for his bubble gum. And now he goes, his Gevalt, there's a 1 out of 5 chance that I was Mayel Mehekdish. So Rabbi Akiva has a Gevalt with the formulation. Gevalt the Yechidish. Rabbi Akiva says you have to bring an Oshamwa.
Talib.
An Asham Toli. Asham Toli. Asham Toli is reserved for a fellow who violated an Isser Kares that would normally warrant the bringing of a Korban Chatos. It was the Torah's Vadi would bring a Korban Chatos, and the Torah's Mechadish does a Pashas Leikra that you saw that you have to bring a Korban Asham Toli. Come to the Akiva with a Kvaldi brush, it's a whole brush of the Lumen and Hekesh with a Vaisa, with a Baba, a whole Chagadja. But just as there's a Parsha of Chatos, and then there's the parasha of Asham Toloi. So too, there's the parasha of Asham Ilos, and the parasha of Asham Toloi speaks to Asham Ilos as well. And if you're not sure whether you were chayte enough to the degree of bringing an Asham Ilos, so you don't bring a regular Asham Ilos to Safek, but you bring an Asham Toloi. So Rabbi Akiva has this Kvald Gechidish that Asham Toloi is not just limited to Isuri Chatos, but it carries over to Isuri Asham Ilos as well. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva views this as a sofek. You're not sure whether you're a Mubak or not. So you have to be an Asham Toli Dasham Ilos, so to speak. And that's a Din Deraisa. And the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Akiva, Lo Hoyud Vamayam. Why? Why do Rabbanan say Lo Hoyud Vamayam? Because they say, even if it's a real sofek, a 50-50 sofek, there's no such thing as an Asham Toli for Ilos. Asham Toli is reserved only for Isurei Kare / Isurei Chatos. So we happen not to accept Rabbi Akiva. So everything we're going to say from here on in is shalak yalochem, because we paskin against Rabbi Akiva. We paskin that there is no such institution of an Hashem Tali for an Isser Me'ila. So therefore, the rest of the discussion is moot. But as Kedak v'shatayrihi, so much can be derived from sheikhs that we don't paskin like. Even from a time like Rabbi Akiva, we don't accept the halacha. So much Torah, so much emes, so many pearls of wisdom are in Rabbi Akiva's statement that will impact us as well. That's what Rashi writes in Ksubas Taftan Zayin, when the Gemara says, Eil Diver Lekim Chayim. Rashi says, what it means is that even within Shita's Eidot Paskin like, there is so much truth, and even though we may not Paskin like that particular conclusion, but we can extract so much Diver Lekim Chayim from that Shita, it's Kedai to learn that Shita, it's Kedai to work in that Shita, because there's so much of it that can become emes for us. That's Rashi's understanding of Diver Lekim Chayim. Ridvan, others have very, very different understandings of what that statement means. But again, but for our purposes, so it's important that we're going to focus on Rabbi Akiva Shita, even though Rabbi Akiva's conclusion is not accepted in the halacha. So let's look at Rabbi Akiva for a second. The guy's got a bag, and he's got 5 coins in here. These are coins. Yesterday they were samachs, one day they were pieces of meat. But the universal symbol of anything is a circle. So he has 5 coins, and one of them happens to be Hekdesh, but we have absolutely no, they all look the same. They all have a big picture of who's on the penny? Lincoln. They all have a picture of Lincoln on them, okay? And one of them was Huktish L'Shemayim, the others were not. We have no idea, assuming the penny is approved, but we have no idea which is which. So Rabbi Akiva says the guy goes to the store, takes out one of them, and he uses it. So Rabbi Akiva slaps you with an ashram taloi, the ashram le'ilo, so the fact. It's very, very unique, Rabbi Akiva's unique ashram taloi. If you bring an ashram taloi, it is clear as day that what? What is clear as day? You are violating something that warrants a korban midaraisa. You do not bring ashram taloi for isurim derabanan. So basically, Rabbi Akiva just said is that there is a real bona fide suffix out here, whether you violated an issur goma deraisa. Now, the Rabbanan also agreed to that. It's just that the Rabbanan say that is true, but irrelevant, because there's nothing we can do about that, because there is no institution of Hashem Tali, anything short of a chattas. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that Hashem Tali speaks to Isurim of Mi'ilah as well, it is clear as day that this is a violation in Hatoriah. And thus poses the problem, wait a second, hold the phone. Is this a suffix? Is this a real suffix min haTorah? Whether you violated Me'ilah, which would warrant to bring you an Hashem Toloi? Is this a real suffix? This is not a suffix. This is a what? What do we have that is pointing in the direction that this is not a suffix? It's a rogue. Got a rogue here. Believe it or not, you have a robe. Because by golly, Achiram Mahatis comes back once again. Achiram Mahatis indicates that we know for a fact there are five coins in here. We know for a fact four of them are chulin. We know one of them is hektish. We cannot tell which is which. It has all the trappings of Bittul Barov. What is the difference between this and three pieces of meat? Bittul Barov is not limited to kashrus. The original source had Mandukat, had to do with Dayonim. So the same way that the one dying who says potter is batal barova omim chayev, the same way the chatichas tevela is batal with the two that are kosher, so too the one hektish tikka coin is batal in the four chulin tikka coins, and therefore min haTorah, there is nothing wrong with actually using these coins, and I'm not even sure that min derabbanan is anything wrong with using these coins. So these coins may be good to go. This may be kosher mahadim mahadrin. How could Rabbi Akiva turn around and tell you? By the way, you have to bring a korban ashram toli. For what? I didn't do anything wrong. Zichanat min haTorah, I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm not even sure my Rabbanan did anything wrong. So who poses this question? Who's challenged with this question? This is Tosfos Kash. So Tosfos the Me'ilah poses that challenge against Rabbi Akiva. So first of all, Tosfos just identifies what's going on. Rabbi Akiva got the Sveikum Nenim Shel Hekdesh. Why in the world do you bring your korban altogether? Okay, with that we got. Tame of Hekdesis. V'liftol ha'pruta shel Hekdesh shenafla. So Tosfos, this Tosfos is like eerily familiar to which Tosfos? It's almost like Tosfos about Metzia, like this revamped. V'chi tame, says Tosfos, I'm going to tell you why bittul doesn't work. And since bittul doesn't work, so then it's blight the suffix. Tosfos, listen why bittul doesn't work. So Davish Yeshta Matirinhu Aide Pidyain. If you else like bottom. A Dovah Hekdesh is a classic Davish Yeshta Matirin. Why? Because what can I do? I can be paid it. I can just take another coin, be paid the Hekdesh onto another money. So it's Efshallah Haftir. So a Davish Yeshta Matirin. I think we've heard once or twice the principle of Davish Yeshta Matirin if you'll be Efshallah Bottom. So it says, maybe that's what's going on between the lines. The reason why the Mishnah is recording a Chiyuv Hashem Toloi is even though in theory I have the numbers to be bottle, but the din of Dovash Yesh Matirin, Maseches Beitza, Maseches Nedarim is coming back to haunt me and saying, no, it's not bottle. If it's not bottle, then there's Ois Pitul Barov. There's Ois Pitul Barov. What is it? It's a Sofik. It's a Sofik of Shabbos. It's a 50-50 Sofik. No, it's not bottle. So once it's a regular Sofik, that could be, those could be the grounds to be Mechayim Yekarben Hashem Toloi according to the world of Rabbi Akiva. And again, once again, just to highlight, according to the Rabbanan, this question just didn't even start. The whole sugya didn't start. But within the world of Rabbi Akiva, we're trying to identify, is this a suffix or not? The Taisa says, no, bad terrors, poor terrors. Why? The ha-lekelemeimah. You can't say that. The Dovash Yesh Matirin, the Rabbanan, who? Everyone knows. Come on, but it's terrors. Everyone knows Dovash Yesh Matirin is only a chum and Rabbanan, notwithstanding who's razzle-dazzle, shtickle terror. The Ran himself never meant to be the Raisa. You know, we got so carried away by the Ran, we thought the Ran was, come on, the Ran wasn't talking about the Raisas. The Machlekes were viewed in the Rabban, and the background for Dovash Yesh Matirin was the Deraisa, the Machlekes. But the application of Dovash Yesh Matirin, that it's Ein Obata, was a pure Chumim in the Rabban. sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishnah in the Dharm, somebody made up this din of Dovah Sheish Kedushin for whatever reason they did. So a din to Rabbanan is not going to solve the problem. Stais continues. V'tzarech loimar, the lake el achad bekis, the lake of bittul. This sounds almost like a throwback to what? To the animals from last yesterday. But it's a little better than the animals. Why? The animals, Tosfos didn't like that terrace because the washer was dochet, because Kofatzecha Menuim was sochon. So he didn't really have that washer of the sochon. The washer is the prutish lektish enough was socha kiss. So Tosfos says that maybe we put too many coins here. Maybe it's just one and one. If it's only one hektish, one chul, we don't know which one it was. That's not bad. That's already something. That's already a real something. There's no pitul barov because there's no rov. So Tosfos is pretty comfortable with that answer, but you sense right away the comfort level of Tosfos is very, very low. Why? Why do you think Tosfos find that teretz wrong? Was there something halachically wrong with that teretz? It's the greatest teretz. In terms of lomdus, in terms of conception, it's a great teretz, but it's not the best teretz. What? What?
Reads of the Gemara.
Two coins, one hektish, one chul, get mixed up together. And according to the Rabbanu, it's only a suffix. You don't bring it up to Tolly for Asher Dilos. So according to the Akiva, that's the case. What's wrong with this data? What's difficult with this data? Is it difficult conceptually? It is phenomenal conceptually. Because don't be too broke, because there ain't no rogue. You can't get better terms than that. When you read the Mishnah in the Yula, you don't get that impression. The Mishnah says, Prut Tashlech 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 Kiss. It sounds like the guy's got a wallet full of money. He's jingling away a lot of money there. So dochet is that one coin. So the Mishnah should have said, Pruta shel hekdesh shel nisarva, but Pruta shel chul or something. So chakis sounds like an average guy. Come on, check in your pockets. Got a lot of money. A lot of money. Loads of money. Rolling up. The lash and the mashmos and mishnah doesn't sit there. Tosfos is not as upset about the teretz as they were in Bavmitziah, because the teretz yesterday to say such a thing was just dead wrong, just textually wrong. I would say this is not textually wrong, it's textually dochuk. So you see that Tosfos is searching, they're begging for help. So Dovah Sheish Matirin was a flop, because that's only a chumim midirabanan. To say that there's one coin, one hektish, one chulin, unlikely. So we're still searching.
Doesn't the Sefer of the Mishnah help Tosfos' answer? He says, Shehotzi es harishona, posesh hotzi echaman.
No, it's just me.
You say he took out the first one.
The first one that you took out, you are moel on misafik. Once you take out first of any of them, the Rishon is the first of any of them. So Kavos Tyson says, we're so bothered with our first teretz, we're going to kind of slide another teretz in there under the radar. Inami, matveya choshev, v'lo botel. Says Tyson, no. I'll tell you what the real answer is. Do you know what the real answer is? That a coin is very choshev. Pretty choshev. And Dvar Cheshuv Mun HaBotom. And we are pressed in for that. Come on, we're in Dvar Cheshuv Minyans, Chedichu Eskabed, we got the whole, there are loads of cases that are not bothered because of Dvar Cheshuvim. So it's the stomach of that's what's playing out over here. That Madbeya is a Dvar Cheshuv, and the Dvar Cheshuv is not Botom. Ad kam Dvar Cheshuv. First of all, who told Tosfos that Madbeya is a Dvar Cheshuv? I have no idea, but Tosfos figured that out on their own. But what's really troubling with this Tosfos is what? It's bad enough to say, it's hard enough to say, it's not enough to say that in my bands that the choshev is not bottom. Okay, that I can swallow, kind of. But that's not bottom in HaTorah, because after all, in order for this sugya to make any sense, we must elevate this to a problem d'araisa. Because if it's not a problem d'araisa, then why in the world are you doing what? What are we a carbon for? Even Rabbi Akiva, who requires a carbon me'ilim misafik, that's only if it's a suffik d'araisa. If it's a Torah recognized suffix, if you would ask Rabbi Akiva would meet Rabbi Moshe Ben, imagine the two of them actually met each other, okay? They did meet each other, but they didn't talk to each other because they were different generations. But imagine Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Moshe Ben, imagine the scene, the famous Gemara Menachos Daf Chaf Tes, right? Rabbi Akiva saying Shir, Moshe Ben is in the background, in the back row, right? There's the mistake of the pilpul. It's Gevaldik Murdik. And imagine Rabbi Akiva would make this statement. He's learning, he's saying over to Sugim Ila, right? You get a chance to glimpse into the base of Rabbi Akiva, and he's saying over the Shtikl Torah, you have five coins, four of them are chul, and one of them is hektish, gets mixed up, and if you take one of them, so you have your carbon meilus. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in the back, without telling you who he was, he would raise it and say, excuse me, Rabbi, I have a question. Why do you have to be a Kohen Milas? Why isn't it Batel Beruv? Doesn't it say in the Chumash Acharav Lahatos? The Reb Chaim comes in on the side and he says, yeah, Zay Shteit, Acharav Lahatos. Yeah. As the Rav said, there's a sign out here that says, the Rav used to walk into the yeshiva, so it bridged all of the generation or something. He has some line here, on the corner of the building here. So yes, that's what I mean. So Rabbi Kiva is saying the Shia, Moshe Ben Zesei Kash, Reb Chaim's nodding, right? Chaim Volozhin is he's taking the healing yet. Yesterday, okay. So what else is going on? What's the next step? So Rabbi Akiva says that no, it's not Batel, because it's a Dov Choshev. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, one second, it's Dabach Choshev? I mean, that Torah is Dabach Choshev. Doesn't it have to be a D'Araisa Dik Dabach Choshev in order for your Shtikl Torah to be true? If it's merely a D'Rabbana Dik Dabach Choshev, that's not going to fly. And who nods on the side? The Baal HaTos in the first terrace, because the Baal HaTos said, if you can tell me a D'Rabbana is enough, then Dov Sheshvati should have done the trick. So you're spanning the generations from Yakiba saying the Shia, Moshe Ben Zesei Kash in the back, Reb Chaim's putting in the 2 cents about the, no pun intended, that was a good line, 2 cents, okay? And you mean that one? He's putting in his Shtikl Torah about Tayyuan, and the Baal HaTosfos are bringing a Raya from Dov Sheshvati. So now we have this tension in the air between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Sharmenu about, is it Batel Min HaTorah Nabatel Midera, only Batel Midera Banim? But then Moshe Ben says, no, it's not Batel. It's not, I'm sorry. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's Batel. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? We have to ask who? There's only one person who could tell us whether it's Batel Min HaTorah or not. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu has to give off his disguise. Says, that's me. So I'm telling you that Min HaTorah, it is what? It is Batel, because I never heard and I've seen anything about Dvarim Chashuvim being Batel. So that does not bode well for Tosis. So Tosis is saying that the end of the story is no, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're right, it's not going to bottom in the Torah. That's a huge chiddush. That chiddush is so chudash. It goes miles ahead of the Ritva and Ersugya. And it even goes miles ahead of which other day in Mishayim. Because the Baal HaTos themselves in Bamatziah. The Baal HaTos themselves in Bamatziah, well, Halbatzar. They said that a berry is in a bottom in the Torah. Okay, that I can buy into a half-baked, I can understand. Because Rachman Achshavei. Here, the Torah wasn't Machshavei Matbeah. There's no pasuk that says about Matbeah is a Dabach Hoshav. Chazal were Mishaya that a Medbez of a Choshev, and even those kinds of Choshev are not Batel Min HaTorah. That's a huge Chiddush, a tremendous Chiddush.
There's a whole bunch of Mishnayos somewhere, I think in Masa Sheni, which deal with a coin found in front of a Shulchani, the times of the year.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with that. That's tricky.
Does that really show that a coin can be Batel based on Rov?
That's not a Tarovus. There's no Tarovus there. That's Teisha Chamiyas. I find the coin here and I'm trying to figure out where it came from. There's no Tarovus. There it's like finding a piece of meat in the street, I'm trying to figure out where it came from. So there's a din of either Fal Rov, Fal Korov, that's a sugi in Baba Basra. That's a different sugi again. So again, back to that story. So this Taisus is frightening. That a Medbeah is a Devach Choshev, and it's not a Devach Choshev in a Torah, and Devach Choshev in the Raisa and Al-Bato. And that's going to impact Korbonos. What a Taisus. Before we get to the main issue that Tosfos raised, that this is a din in HaTorah, presumably, we have to be honest and just tell that every Rishonim who never heard of this. The Rishonim would say that coins are very much bottom. Very, very, very much bottom. But who says it? Anyone know who says it? There's no such cloud, but they is not a Devach Choshev. I've never heard of such a thing. It's not in the Mishnah, it's not in the Gemara. No such thing. Rashi Nerechim says it. Anyone knows the context? We just read Matzah Shechel the other day. There's a famous machloikis. I say that with a little bit of a joke. A famous machloikis in the Mishnah, in the Masechta Shkolim, about whether a Kohen is obligated to give Matzah Shechel or not. You remember the machloikis? One Tana quotes Ben Bukhri. Ben Bukhri is a Tana. He says that Kohanim are patur from giving Matzah Shechel. Why? What is the Tana put? Who's the Kohen here? Give out the shekel. Say about the shekel. Rabbi Ben Bukhri says, "Kohanim don't have to give out the shekel. Why? What did your great grandfather say? Why did they get it out of the shekel? So they had all. Kol Michas Kohen. A wild Russia. Mamish wild off the wall Russia. It's off the wall that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said it was dead wrong. A wild rush the Kahanim had. The Kahanim said that, wait a second, Mr. Cohen says, you want me, Gemach Tashekel? If I'm going to Gemach Tashekel, what that's going to mean is, I'm going to own a share in all the Kavanah Stibur. That's what Tashekel is. You're chipping in your Shutuf in all the Kavanah Stibur. If so, any of the Karban Menachos that are going to be purchased with that Maman HaShutfin is going to be a shtickle Minchas what? Minchas Koyin. It's going to be a Shem Mitzvah. Part of it's going to belong to me. It's going to be a Minchas Koyin B'miktas. There's a din that a Minchas Koyin cannot be eaten. Called Minchas Koyin Kol Tiyah Lo Seyach. It's possible by Shas Tav. So there are certain Karbanos Mincha that are purchased with the Machta Shekel money that we want the Kohanim to eat. Which ones are those? Which Karbanos Mincha must be eaten? They have to be eaten. Which carbon minchas, are purchased with machta shekel money that have to be eaten by the Kohanim? Well, they have to be carbon tzibors, carbon yachid don't get purchased. Lechem HaPanim is one of them. El Lechem is another one. And carbon omer. Those are the three kavanas mincha that are eaten. Most kavanas minchas are the tzibor, minchas, the sachem are just burnt in the mizbech. But the only three that are eaten are the shtel lechem, the lechem HaPanim, and the omer. So those three have to be eaten. So the Kohen comes and says, I'd love to donate at the office. I'd love to give my Machta Shekel. But if I do so, it's going to ruin it for everybody. Because then the Minchas are going to have to be burnt. No one's going to have to eat it because it'll be Chal on a Din of Chal Minchas Kohen Kol Tziyah Lo Seyach. It's a pretty impressive drasha, no? Not a bad drasha, right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kehanim Mikrezeh Darsha Liatzman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, the Kohanim made up this Rasha because they didn't want to give money for Machta Shekel. It was cheap. So they didn't want to say they don't want to give money, so they made up his hocus-pocus Rasha that was Dvarim B'Teilim. So Ben Bukhri was trying to sell to us that this was a real Rasha, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Leitzonis, which I put him to her. It's good for Chedesh Adar, for Machta Shekel. It's a joke. It's not true. I have one kasha. I happen not to be a Kohen, so I can be honest and objective. I think it's a pretty good Rasha. I'll tell you the truth. What's wrong with this Russia? What's up with the fellow with Russia? That's a pretty good Russia. So comes Rashi and Eric and says, you know why the Russia is a joke? Because the money that the Kohen gives is going to be bought the Barov. So therefore it's not going to be Chal on a Nisra in this Kohen. That's the reason why the Russia is a joke. I'll tell you, that's such a bad joke. It wasn't such a bad Svara. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never explains what was wrong. He just says the drasha was wrong, it was dead wrong, it wasn't even a sheep in Tanoim. It was a farce. It was instituted by Kohanim, it was stingy. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never explains why in Lomdus they're conceptually wrong. So even in the old days, even a stingy guy, even a guy who wanted to be a cheapskate to the Beis Hamikdash, had to come up with a Lomdus. Without a Lomdus, no one's going to listen to you. So they came up with a Fakrum to Lomdus. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't even address why it's Fakrum. Rashi and Erechus tells us this is why it's Krum. Wait a second, hold the phone. Rashi's pshat is not so poshut. Tosfos in Me'ila can't say that pshat. Right? Because Tosfos holds that money is not botel. It's Dvar Chashuvim, made the rice of blood botel. So according to Tosfos, why is it fakrut? How would this day in Tosfos in Me'ila solve the fakrutkeit of the drasha of the Kohanim? Min b'mino ain't a botel. Rabbi Yehuda. We mean a bottle, so the yavish be yavish. Yeah, it's not gonna help us. We're being a man. Russians, fuck that. Come on. No, what's the answer?
We're not using the coins. It's just the value of the coins.
Yeah, so. But at the end of the day, what's bought with these coins is going to belong to the owners of the coins, right? If you have 100 people give coins for something, and then something is bought, so we're all shutfim in that item.
But in the item, not on the coins.
Okay, so we're shutfim in the mincha. So you say the part of the mincha is bottle barov? Yeah, that's even harder to say. Why is the drasha krum?
He isn't keeping the money. He's giving the money as an atana to the base.
But no, the Kohanim are explaining that we cannot possibly be chayv in Machta Shekel. Because if you're telling us we're chayv in Machta Shekel, that means that we're giving the money, and therefore whatever's spent with that money is a shtickle ours. And the Korban Tumim is brought, so it's brought with the money of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's everyone's Korban. So the Korban Mincha would be everyone's Korban. Korban Mincha.
See,
what is in the Dinah Shetlas? Oh, the other answer. The simple answer, Rashi's answer is Takabi Chiddush. The simplest answer to the Kash is that the Shita was predicated on a fundamental flaw. You know what the fundamental flaw was? Is that the Kohanim who gave this drasha didn't understand the chap of a corporation. What does that mean?
Oh,
We need some legal advice here. Mr. Alter, 100 guys chip in and they create a, what's it called? Corporation, okay. They create a corporation. Okay? Who is really, truly the bialim of this corporation? What's the answer? It's a very tricky question, right? What? The corporation is the owner of the corporation. There's a new entity. There's a chalashem called the corporation. Klal Yisrael is not a korban hashut for made up of 600,000 individuals. If 100,000 people all together chip in with a dollar and they buy a korban, that's a korban hashutfin. When Klal Yisrael gemach zeshecha, that's korban hatzibur. Hatzibur is a different chalashem. Hatzibur is, how's it go? Some of the parts of it, some of the whole, more than some of the parts, something like that, right? Okay? So hatzibur is not just made up of 100 individuals, it's a chalashem. I've said this, I think, in every single shul bin in the last 5 years. I said about this, quoted the same Rashi, quoted the same Shul Torah. Hopefully no one remembers it. That tzibur is a new added, new chalashem called the tzibur. Tzibur can do what individuals can do. So an individual kohen can't bring a korban mincha to be nechal. But when a korban tzibur that happens to have kohen's money put into it, it's ois kohen. It's not a kohen. It's not a korban shukfin anymore. It's a korban tzibur. That's the pashtus advarim, why the kohanim off base the gamre. But I call upon him, Rashi's beer and erichin as to why the kohanim off base is disagrees with this thesis.
Why are they still not part of the tzibur?
No, but that's not minchas kohen. Minchas kohen means that a mincha that belongs to a kohen, or even if it belongs partially to a kohen, cannot be eaten. The korban hatzibur does not belong to a kohen. It belongs to no. It doesn't belong to Yisrael either. It doesn't belong to Zach. It doesn't belong to Shiva. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Mr. Klal Yisrael. There's a new entity called Mr. Klal Yisrael. Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that. The night when Haman was about to wanted to hang Mordechai, so he comes and he's looking around for Mordechai. After Achashverosh told him that he has to ride him around the horse downtown, so we went to go find Mordechai. What was Mordechai doing? What night was it? The Gemara says it was Tes Zayin Nisan, right? You make the cheshbon when the letters went out, and Tes Zayin Nisan. So it was the night of Korban Omer. So what is Mordechai doing the night of Tes Zayin? What do you do? Learning the dinim of Korban Omer. Tembach Kuzman Shemvis Mikdashkayim. When the Shah poems were saying this, you have to mamash learn the sugya. You've got to learn the dinim of Korban Omer. That's the mitzvah sayyon. So Mordechai is sitting with a group of his young talmidim. And the kachim mamash a brisket in the middle. All the Klaisel is a gezeirah. They're going to destroy all the Jews. And the mamash is sitting and learning kachim. Mamash is all ishtay. That's what Rav Chaim Moser writes in his introduction to his Shuvah Zachiezer. He wrote this after World War I, mind you. Not even World War II. World War I, which was such a good fell. People don't even remember Tzoras Achoras Meshachas every Shainus. People don't even remember the Tzoras that Chaitzel suffered during World War I. Not because there were bezeiros per se against them, but just the, all the uprooting of the Jewish communities and all the gullius and all the persecution and all the bombings and everything. The Jews suffered so gefährlich in World War I. 20 years later, no one remembered it because of the World War II. But Reb Chaim Moser wrote in his introduction to his tshuvas after World War I that at a time like this, Who has time to write Svarim and Kutchim and Maiseluch and Chuvis and Chaisel's falling apart. Who has time to listen and learn? So he writes, and now that's Kacha Zahaya. That's in the time of the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was sitting and learning with his Talmidim. They were making Gezeiros and Tumah Vitara. There was always something. The Mishnah was up in smoke, and they were making new Gezeiros about Tumah Vitara. He said that that's what Kacha Zahaya. That was always the Derech of Klal Yisrael. The worst of the darkest of the time. They were always involved in the intricacies that are here. The sword was over their head. They were gezeir lahash b'lahagas tol yehudim. And Mordechai said, "It doesn't matter what will happen next. Other we'll worry about next. Other right now it's time to learn the sugyas of korban omer." So he's sitting in the gemara menachas in front of him, saying over the shiurim, and who comes into the beis medrash? The gemara says Megillah. Haman. The pasuk says that Haman went to go find Mordechai. So he goes to the beis medrash, and he hears that they're talking about the sugya of kmitas omer. And what does Haman say? What does Haman say? He says, you have to explain to him what's going on. Koimetz Echad, his grandchildren liked it so much. He got so excited that his grandchildren, what did they do? They went to Bnei Brak to go learn Kutchim. He says, Bnei Banu Shel Haman, Lamed Torah Bnei Brak. So fine. So, but Haman is standing there listening to the Korban Omer. What does he say? What's his observation? Koimetz Echad Shelochem is going to destroy my entire Gezerah. Your Kmitz Omer is going to blow it for me. It's going to kill it for me. That's going to destroy my old plans. Your little shach, your kvitzas omer, have a cash on Haman. Every shachar is odd, have a cash on Haman. The Gemara says in the Sefer Megillah, Aseres Alafim Kikar Kesef, when Haman negotiates with Achashverosh for 10,000 coins, so Yotza Baskov Amra, Shaita, Kvar Higdimu Shikleim Lashikmucha. Klal Yisrael have already been giving Machzah Shekel for so many years, the schus of Machzah Shekel is going to override your gezeiros of your 10,000 shkolim. So what's my kasha? So if we already know that Machzah Shekel has the ability to be mevatel gezeiros Haman, what do you need to commit to him for? I already know. Shanger already. It's already know from Chazal that the Aseres Mofim Kikar Kesef can already be doiched the gezeiros. So what's pshat? Why the necessity for the second yeshua, for the second schus? I think the answer is, I've said this over a few times, usually on Purim. I said, no, Haman was a shtickle of London. Haman says, wait a second, I got this whole down pat over here. He says, I understand that Tachat Klal Yisrael has a schos of the Machzah Shekel, so they can't be touched by my gezeiros, but I could at least bump off who? I could get the Kohanim, because the whole like Ben Bukhari, that the Kohanim weren't giving Machzah Shekel, so they don't have the schos of Machzah Shekel. So that's what Haman all of a sudden realized. No, why did they not give me Machzah Shekel? What was the chaf of the Kohanim? They didn't want to give Machzah Shekel because they didn't want to ruin Machzah Shekel for everybody. Why? Because if they're going to give Machzah Shekel, what's not going to be able to be brought? The Korban HaOmer and the Kmitas HaOmer. Kmitas is only done on the Milchus Yisrael, not on the Milchus Kohen. Because in the Milchus Kohen, we do Kmitas for you. So the whole thing running is bad. So from the fact that Mordechai is doing kmitza, they learned the sugars of kmitza, zemen fandoa that a kohen can't give machzah shekel. So when he chaf that the kahanim can't give machzah shekel, he realized they also have this machzah shekel. So then he realized he's done. He's history. Just in case anyone's interested. Okay, back to our story. So, come on, it makes sense, right? To a certain degree, okay. Good, back to the regular story. So although we discovered this Rashi in Erechin that clearly undermines this Taish. The Maaseh Taish says it, at least one Inam, the last Eretz Taish Taka says it's a double choshem, it's not bottle, and even on a level of Deraisa. The Rebbe said, Lo nita me'omekach. It is impossible to say such a thing. It is impossible to subscribe to the Baalei Taish of such a shita that Dvarim Cheshuvim are not bottle with Deraisa. I'll tell you why. You want to say that a berry is not bottled with the raisa, you want to kvesh like one day and tell you see that I'll give it, that I'll concede to you, that I can't argue with. But to tell me that any davar chashuv, any and every, whatever meets the standards of davar chashuv according to our definition is not bottled with the Torah, lo yitochem. It's against the Beferish Gemara. It's a given in Daf Nun Gimel. We spoke about this Gemara in the past. Noflu a gozi perech v'nispatzu b'meiz rasa v'shegig bota. Everyone talk about what a gozi perech. These are fancy nuts, very very fancy schmancy nuts. But a dvarim chashuvim and they're not bota. And nebuch, one of them happens to be a what kind of a nut? It's an orla nut. So one orla nut falls into a batch of how many? More than 200. Baruch Hashem, it's great, it's wonderful. It's bottle b'vasayim. No, you know why? Because it's what? The b'chosh. What does the guy go ahead and do? We didn't learn the sugars and valas and chila. Yeah. What does the guy do? He goes ahead and he cracks the nuts. We didn't learn this. The gozi perach. Okay. Guy goes ahead and he cracks the nuts. By cracking the nuts, what is he doing? He's been mevatel isalach achila, right? Is that what he's doing? He's been mevatel isalach achila by cracking the nuts. So the Mishnah says, "Oy gevalt, if you crack the nuts b'shege, you didn't know the din." So then, what do we say about nevach? The guy was mevatel isalach achila b'shege. What do we say? B'diavad zolzayim, it's okay. B'diavad it's fine. But if you did it b'meizid, knowing full well that you were in gross violation of a mevatel isalach achila, what does the Mishnah say? B'meizid, kula nasurim. We make a knas, we penalize you. You can't use any of the nuts. Does this ring a bell? Vaguely? Okay. So the Gemara said, ha ha ha, the midaraisa, we finish the sentence. Chad betray bottle, mid ha Torah, it's already bottle barov. And clearly this isra is only the Rabbanon. Remember that line of the Gemara? Therefore, what you are doing is only an issur de rabbanon, which lets some rishonim to believe Eim Avat Nasr Achil is really a deraisa. The only reason why it's a derabon here is it's ready bottle Baruch Ben Torah. No, don't bring back memories. Back, somewhere back. Okay, should bring back memories. If not, we'll create new memories. Rabbi said the Gemara is the following line. About cracking these nuts. The Gemara says, The Gemara says about an orla nut, which is a chosh of a nut, and a batch of 200 other nuts. The Gemara says, with the Rabbanan, it's a problem because of the Bechoshev. And I'll tell you a secret. It's on this Gemara that Rashi says those magic words. With the Raisa Chabitre Bato, you know what Rashi says? Dechsiv Acharav Mahatos. This is the place in Shas where Rashi says the Mokhaf of the Gemara never ever says the Mokhaf of Bita Barov. Rashi and Nun Gimel is the one who tips us off. So wait a second, I understand. These nuts are Dvarim Cheshuvim. How could the Gemara call them with the Raisa Chabitre Bato? That's what's the Bechoshev. How in the world would Taisa and Me'ila read this Gemara? So the Taisa Bavitzi is Nishkefel. Taisa Bavitzi will hide behind Beri and say, Beri is a Dabach Hashem with the Raisa, because Rachamana Achshavei L'Chashem. But Mateos, fancy schmancy nuts, those are not real Taylor-Dicted Dvarim Chashuvim. Those are Balbatash Dvarim Chashuvim. Those are on the Midrabanan. That's what the Gemara says, the Raisa Chabitre Bato. But according to Taisa and Me'ila Chafalos, that says that even with the Raisa, Dabach Hashem is not Bato, how do you make any sense out of that Gemara? To which Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that mitaychem yakusha. Rav Moshe knew kol haterakula back and forth in his sleep. Rav Moshe learned the Taz in Meila Chaf Aleph, and he says it can't be. It's against the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Gimel. It can't be. Tosfos could not have said what they sound like they're saying. It can't be. You know what Rav Moshe says? Rashi says Tosfos never meant to say that a Madbeah is not possible in the Torah. In that fight between Rosh Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva, it's not true. Madbeah is bottom in the Torah like any other Dabar Chashuv. Maybe bury it, maybe not, we're not even sure about. But just plain simple Dabar Chashuvim, a bottom in the Torah, B'lish Shem Zafik. There's no way in a million years Tosfos would have said otherwise. It's impossible. So what's the Kasha? Abazoi, that it's really bottom in the Torah. So what? How in the world do you bring Noah? How bring you cover Me'ila from? What's the cover Me'ila? How could you be cover Me'ila in Issa D'Rabbanan? What's the answer? Conceptually, how could you be a cover Me'ila? If Ramesh is so convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt, Tosfos cannot mean what they appear to be saying because it is against the Feirish Gemara and getting up in Gimel. So how could you possibly bring a Karam Ila on Nisa Derabonim? What's the answer? Listen to this one, says Rabbi Shem. Once Chazal HaMisakein, that it's not Bato. Even though Minatayr was Bato, Minatayr you're allowed to use it, Minatayr it's Chula now, it's an Epoch Leos Hefter Minatayr. Once with the Derabonim, you can't say it's an Epoch Leos Hefter. Because Chazal Masach and Fakir, lifted the Takonis Lachomim of Dover Chosh of not being bottle and not saying Isn't Epoch Leos Hefter, Chazal said, we are going to declare that this is what? This is, catch this, this is Hektish. Minatar, it's not Hektish anymore. Minatar, it's not Hektish, because Minatar, the Hektish is Bottle Berayv. Dover Chosh of, I never heard of that Minatar. Minatar, it's not Hektish, but with the Rabbanan, we're going to declare that it is Hektish. Can the Chum do that? Do the rabbis have the ability to be makdish something that belongs to you? What do you mean you're makdish? It's not there. What's the answer? Easy. What is this? You just have to plug in one halacha before this hektish is made. What's it called? Have a mezef. The Chum do whatever they want. The Chachamim will mafke yamamon because we want this not to be bottle. Our goal is to make sure that nobody touches this money. So we want this to be hektish, the real McCoy hektish. So it happens in a few steps. Although Minat Torah, the Hektish is Bottle, it's an Epoch Leos Hefter, it's Chulin Gemurin Minat Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu Kapasi, it's Chulin Gemurin. But once the Hilgit Tanoim at some stage in history created Issa Derabbanan called Davar Choshev Not Bottle, Chazal, as part of the Takon of Davar Choshev Not Bottle, will now declare that it's not Bottle, and therefore, although Minat Torah, it's Chulin, mid Derabbanan, we don't want to be Chulin, we want to be Hektish, I raise Hektish L'Shamayim. And now, when you go ahead and you use this kiss, you take out one coin, there is a 50-50 chance, because Rove, right? We're not letting you kulas anymore. We are misaka now misofek that you are over me'ila. And now what? What do you have to bring? A korban me'ila. On what level? On a what level? Deraisa de korban or derabban de korban? There's such things as derabban de korban. I said deraisa de korban. You know why? Because there's a suffix, whether you violate the me'ila deraisa. Once chazal makdish it, it's kekdish with deraisa. That's what's going on in this text, says Rav Moshe. It's obvious, right? It's poshut. It has to be this way, says Rav Moshe. If you don't stick in that condition, that engine that's driving this, that it's hektish deraisa based on the takwana of hefke based on hefke, which is buttressing the fact that it's a bottle, then the whole text is self-destructs.
I just want to clarify that in this case, chazal are being makdish all the coin?
No, they just want it to be back to where it was before. They want to be back to where it was before. It was 50-50 before. We don't want Bittul to work. So we're going to make it that there's one coin here that's hektish. We don't know which one it is. And we're not going to make it matters worse than it was before. We're just going to... We don't want Bittul to work here. So by undoing Bittul, the only way to truly undo Bittul is to be makdish one of the coins. We don't know which one is hektish, so it's a 50-50 chance. Whether you're either the Yisrael or Mila, not Yafriya Karbon. Azoy Shteit in Reb Moshe. Everybody say, what's the problem with this Reb Moshe? What's the problem with it?
What?
It's not what Tosis says. Tosis doesn't say anything. Tosis just says the following words. Matbeah choshev lo botil. That's all four words. Reb Moshe is saying that it's not botil. That means you're at Bikaron, it's Dirabanan. Because the concept of Dabba choshev is not a din derayis. Bikaron, it's Dirabanan. How can it be? What vehicle do the Chazal have to make a Vila? This is the vehicle. Tosfos wasn't interested in the vehicle. Tosfos wasn't learning the Sugya Gittin Lamed Vav about it. That's not interested in Tosfos right now. Tosfos just wants to explain why it's not bottles. So it's all fine. Devachosh, fill in the rest yourself. What's the problem with the Ramesh's chat?
Maybe Chacham can make
it
Hekdesh. Can they make it Sufik Hekdesh?
They can do whatever they want. That means they were Makdesh one, and now we have one. It's a Sufik.
I wonder
about
making
a
Gezerah or something that.
Rabbi Akiva's Rabbanan. It means Rabbi Akiva's based in. Rabbi Akiva's Shita, according to the worldview of Rabbi Akiva, this is what's going on. Come on, Rabbi Yisai, give me a much stack. Give me a bomb cash against Rabbi Yisai.
Right. The only being Marcus 1 again out of
something? You leave it at 1. Yeah. You're too busy with your math. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever number you get. Whatever number you like, I'm asking to. Yeah.
I can be bombed for something.
Give me Makdish, forget it. It's Midat Torah, it's Chulin. So Midat Torah is not a problem. I want you to go back to the Tosis, read the Tosis. Everyone's thinking conceptually outside the box. Go back inside the Tosis. What is Rav Moshe guilty of? What is this Pshat L'Chayr guilty of? Read the Tosis again yourselves, guys. Come on. Tev, it's only 2 lines. Tosfos, let it be botel. Before Tosfos talked about Matbeah Choshev, they threw out a, what?
It doesn't work according to the first answer.
Tosfos. What did Tosfos throw out as a possible teretz? Okay. And how did they reject it outright? They said that's the silliest teretz in the world because it's only derabbanan ain't a botel. So if Rav Moshe's pshat is right, that being not botel and derabbanan could still create a problem in deraisa based on his razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah, what did Tosfos reject? The first teretz outright. The whole flow of the Tosfos is that we have to find a deraisa to gain a bottle. If Rav Moshe is right, his pshat is guilty of what terrible crime? Overkill. This teretz is too good. It's such a good teretz that why didn't Tosfos say at the beginning? The whole flow of Tosfos is that undermining Rav Moshe's teretz. Now that's a kasha. You have to be a number. This is a kasha, no? Who here, when they read this Tosis, saw the Tosis, Matbeah Chashev lo Botel? Who realized immediately this Tosis against the Sugi and Gittin of Nun Gimel? That should have been the first thing you realized. Then who immediately realized that the answer to the Sugi is Gittin Lamed Vav and Hefke Beis and Hefke? So Ramesh is reading a Tosis in Elan, he has 2 Gemaras in Gittin, 17 blad apart, on top of, right in front of his eyes. And then, according to Moshe's Pshat, so what do you do with the first line Tosis? Who do you think he has this Kasha? Obviously, Rav Moshe didn't let us hang in there. Come on, Moshe, this Tosfos is Tosfos asleep. So Tosfos says, "Oh, but so you're getting asked to be a kasha. So how come, according to me, Why doesn't Taisa say this at the beginning and call it a day and just answer the Rosh Hashanah and just go home and end the Masechta and Daf Yomi move on to Kiddush and Midas? Why does Taisa shepherding and draining the Chakop with the Kasha? Says Rav Moshe. And the godless Rav Moshe is about to say, even if you don't want to say it B'das Taisus, even if you don't believe it B'das Taisus, maybe, if you're arguing Rav Moshe, you want to argue Rav Moshe, maybe, maybe not, but maybe. But listen to Rav Moshe says, Amkas Advarim. Rav Moshe says, not all Dinim D'Rabban are created equal. The Din of Dov HaShe'esh L'Matirim in Ovatel does not lend itself to this engine, to this Shtikl Torah, of, okay, now Chazal Tzvi Ovatel, Chazal Masach, doesn't lend itself to that. The only kind of a Torah that lends itself to this Shtikl Torah is the Chumra D'Rabban of Dov HaShe'esh not being bought. Some dinim derabanan, which are now, but the old derabanan, the derais, the Torah is open. The dinim derais are gone, finished. In the realm of derabanan, the van that are not bought, that we have, on the one hand, we have Dov HaShe'esh L'Matirin, there's the Peshua derabanan, not a Moshayla, Gemara Mesech the Torah. And you have the din of Dov HaChashuv, which is basically Gemara Gittin, and Gittin is also a derabanan. There's no deraises on this board right now. Afa Bichain, Dov HaChashuv could create Me'ila deraisa, whereas, this is just not going to happen. Dov HaShe'esh Matirin, Mil Deraisa, forget it. It's not happening. Not on our watch.
What's the difference?
It's just arbitrary. Whenever we need their abundance to turn to the Raisas, we like them, and we don't like them. Well, what's going on? What's the Amkis Adorim, they say?
We've been learning Bittul and Eino Bittul for 8 months now. Comes in relation with the following Shaila.
We have a lot of scenarios that a bottom and a Torah, Ram Hattas carries a day with a Torah pretty much across the board. But we bumped into so many times things that are not bottom. With the Rabbanim, we have Dov HaChashuv, and Dov HaShe'esh L'Minyan, and Beriyas, and Dov HaShe'esh L'Ketirin. The sky's a limit. So many different things that are not bottom, but Rav. With the Rabbanim, home with the Rabbanim, home with the Rabbanim. Tam Gikor, Kurt, Son, loads of the Rabbanim. Yesh Lachkor, Rabbi Say. What's the nature of these Dinim, the Rabbanim? And the answer may not be the same for all of them. What's the nature of these dinim d'rabbanan that although the Torah said the Chacham Mahatas, the Chum said no? Name the Chakira. Common Chakira in other areas. The Torah sets up certain guidelines, the Torah sets up a certain system, and now the Rabbanan for Baruch Kotchem Chap, that we can't leave it the way it is. We're saying it's in the right up here, Dovashe Ruchal, Chazal, Lososma, Dovashe Kachon, and Esmo. The rabbis are allowed to do this. It's not reforming Judaism. This is part of the system. The Torah HaKadosh gives us rishus to do this. If we meet the proper criteria, we're doing it the right way, Sheikh Al-Tasas, whatever it is, Dabba Shiva Mamun, we're allowed to do what we're doing. But Yesh Lachor, what we just did, the Torah HaKazach that the following item is Batil. And the rabbis HaKazach that name, it's not. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean,
uproot the original
Batel? Or
just like create something different.
Okay, so we're going to say it in a little, what Shim is trying to say is as follows. Do Chazal address the Cheftz itself? That although Min HaTorah, this Cheftz is Batel, Mid the Rabbanan, this Cheftz is not Batel. It's in a Gozi Perach, it's a Dov HaShe'esh L'Minyan, it's a Dov HaShe'esh L'Matirin, it's a Beria, it's a Baal Chai, I don't know what it is. This Chevtza on the world of Shulchan Aruch is not Nitan to Bittul. And therefore, what you're seeing in real live halacha in the year Tavshin Pei, post Takanas HaChamims, is that this is not Bittul. The Chevtza is not Bittul. The Chevtza is still here. It's in full glory. The Chevtza has not been Bittul. So when we say that something is Eino Bittul Midirabanon, does that mean that the Chevtza, that's the key word here, is Eino Bittul? What do I say now? Being bottle or not being bottle is a halachic reality. The reality is it's bottle. The chum don't change the mechanics. Either yeh bottle or nish bottle. If the Torah, only the Rebbe Hashem can declare things to be bottle or not bottle. If in the Torah's standards, the Torah's worldview, this item is bottle, it is bottle. Elohat? So what can I eat if it's bottle? What's the answer? You as a gavra are not allowed to be noyed the din of bittul. You don't have a right to invoke that heter of bittul.
Is the mitama chepts, is it bottle? It's bottle 100% bottle. But we Chazal, and the power invested in us by the Torah Kedosha, are commanding of you not to rely on bittul under these circumstances, even though bittul is there. It's a dover, mitama chepts, the chepts, the dover bottle. But you as a gavra are not allowed to be noyeg, the heter bittul. So in your bottle, in the rabbanim, is a chepts is tachanat bottle, and shemayim is tachanat bottle, or if it's bottle, chepts is bottle. Other of al hagavra chayav linhoig kemishaloi botel. So here's the chakira. This is a loaded chakira because this is something that touches on countless areas of halachas. This is like Yisur Durban and Gavra Chefza kind of stuff. This is a lot of stuff on this. But just in terms of bittul. Comes a Moshe and introduces to us this chakira. And comes a Moshe and says the answer to this question is what?
Sometimes this
is not always the same. Not all the rabbanans were formulated equally and for very valid reasons. And because some dinim de rabbanan were formulated in reason X and others were formulated through way Y, that is going to make all the difference in the world as to why some dinim derabbanan are going to lend themselves to this magic of becoming mila deraisa, and others are not. And that's how you have to read this Tosis. You cannot read this Tosis on the face value because then you just ran into a brick wall in Gittin and Gimel. You have to introduce my Yisod, says Ramosha, but then you have to tone down my Yisod and apply it properly and figure out why sometimes yes, sometimes no. So we have a whole new world opening up for us. The real question we have to ask ourselves tomorrow is, wherein lies that difference? What's the conceptual difference between Dov HaChoshev not being Batel in contrast to what? To Dov HaShesh HaMatziri. Why is one formulated one way and one formulated the other way? Got a lot of work to do in order to understand this Tosis properly, argues Ramosh. Yeah, let me show him tomorrow. We'll put that. Everyone caught this when you read the Tosis, Mila? Right? No one saw this coming? Okay. Okay, so yeah, I didn't see it coming either.